The Federal Aviation Administration today suspended an air traffic control supervisor who failed to respond when two approaching passenger jets sought his help. Safety officials now say he admits he was sleeping. The planes were coming into Washington's Reagan National Airport around midnight on Tuesday. The pilots were seeking clearance to land, but the FAA supervisor working the overnight shift was silent. NPR's Zoe Chase reports that staffing at airport control towers is now under scrutiny.
If you were a pilot, this is probably the last thing you want to hear in the middle of the night, flying into a major city.
America 1900, so you're aware, the tower is apparently not manned. We've made a few phone calls. Nobody's answering.
Nobody's at the control tower in D.C.'s Reagan National Airport. The pilot is cool, even when the nearby regional control center says something pretty unbelievable.
I've heard of this happening before. That's the first time I've heard it. Yeah, fortunately it's not very often. But yeah, it happened about a year ago. But I'm not sure that's what happened now. But anyway, there's nobody in the tower.
Here's how it's supposed to work. Planes are passed from one regional controller to another like a baton until about 10 or 15 miles out from the airport. That's the home stretch where they talk to a controller who's got his eye on the actual runway. Mike Miller is a former pilot who's with the American Aviation Institute. He says in this case,
you do what's called self-announce.
This is something pilots do every day when they're flying small planes into small airports. And it's what the two pilots did who flew into Washington without an air traffic controller.
You announce who you are, what type of plane you're flying, and that you are flying into a specific runway, and you're going to land. And then you announce it 1 mile out, half a mile out, you know, as many times as possible so that the surrounding traffic on that same frequency hears you.
Reagan National has a curfew, meaning there are very few late-night flights. So Miller says it's actually not that unusual to have only one controller in the tower at that airport.
It's the middle of the night. You're generally having one controller doing everything because there's virtually no planes landing.
The head of the Federal Aviation Administration, Randy Babbitt, has opened an investigation.
This is critical airspace. It's proximity to the nation's capital, the capital itself, the White House. This shouldn't have happened.
Transportation Secretary Ray LaHood has installed two controllers at Reagan National at all times starting yesterday. He's also looking into staffing at control towers at all national airports. That's not enough, says aviation consultant Mike Boyd, who's followed the industry for years.
Remember, we had an incident a few years ago where an airplane in Lexington, Kentucky took off on the wrong runway, and there's supposed to be two controllers there. There was not.
49 people died in that accident when the plane went off the runway. The Air Traffic Controllers Union has also issued a statement calling one person staffing wrong. And airplane passengers. Usually they worry about the pilot sleeping, not the air traffic controllers. But at Reagan National Airport, Eileen Schumann just arrived from Kentucky. She's never felt safer.
Well, at least it happened yesterday, so people will be on high alert today at least. Somebody's bound to be paying attention while we're flying in today.
At least two people. Right? Zoe Chase, NPR News, Washington.
This is All Things Considered from NPR News.